You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
We have to tell you why you should sign up to Head Stuff Plus, because Alan tells us that we should tell you you should sign up. That's basically why, because Alan is like a strung out plusser there, right? He's like, get the bonus material. Get the cash in. He's like, what's your man with the cigar and taxi or whatever? He's like,
Groucho.
Groucho. Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx, is that it?
I don't know. We'll go with it. We're going to call Al Groucho Marx now. That said, there is lots of bonus material.
Lots of bonus material. If you want to sign up, yeah, and you think you're wondering why you should sign up, there's a lot of hard work goes into these podcasts in the background, in fairness, as well. Yeah. We get to turn up and just talk, but there's a lot of hard work goes on. And
you can hear about my jail pal, Budgie.
And you get to hear about jail pal Budgies. You also get to hear all the double. You also get access to the bonus material of other podcasts as well. So you can sort of select what podcast you want to hear. Bonus material that will be available to you as a subscriber that other people can't listen to if they just come on. But of course, having said that, the podcast is free, always will be free. It's there for you. But if you'd like to give a little bit more, we'll try and give you a lot more.
Well, we might do a live show.
Which would be, well, that wouldn't be covered by Fiverr.
You'd have to buy a ticket for that.
Members will have first access. Yeah.
Members would have first access if we do it.
Oh, members will have first access. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, Alan just said that there. So I'm listening to what Alan says.
Yep.
That's, yeah, great. So it's the golden circle. Oh, no, it's the champagne, the cider room, we called it, wasn't it?
I thought he was going to say it's the golden shower.
No. Nobody's getting that for a fiver.
10, we can talk. This week, we want to talk to you about the Happy Broadcast Podcast.
Yeah, the Happy Broadcast Podcast, which is like, I don't know. It's something that
it's the yin to our yang.
It is the yin to our yang. The Happy Broadcast Podcast helps enhance your happiness by focusing on positive things that happen in the world, which is actually nice. I mean, look at what we're in at the minute. It opens the floor for the community to share what makes them happy, walks through some exercises to get the week going. Amy O'Dwyer, who works here in Head Stuff, is the host of it, or one of the hosts of it. And she, honest to God, is one of those people that you just look at and feel
so
good
nice,
regardless.
Like
she's just a wonderful person.
So it's positive news stories, mental health tips, an open floor to the community's voices, sure to share what makes them happy. McDonald's delivery makes me happy. And here's a happy broadcast.
Tired of tuning into negative news? Well, get your week off to the right start with the Happy Broadcast. Let's help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. Each episode will feature positive news, some mental health tips, and we'll hear from our Happy Broadcast community about what makes them happy. The podcast is hosted by me, Amy O'Dwyer, in collaboration with Mauro Gatti and his popular social channel, The Happy Broadcast. Episodes are out every Monday, and you can listen and subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts. Let's help spread some positivity.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
I wasn't convinced.
It's very nice.
I wasn't convinced either.
I looked at it, I have to say, the fact that it's like a screw top instead of a cork, things like life that can't catch me out with stuff like that.
Are you sure it's decent? And it's the price point, it's not. Because I was going to get you like a proper, really good bottle of whiskey. I was like, no, he really likes whiskey. And he goes, I'm telling you, if he likes it, tell him to try this. And I went, I'm not convinced. And he went, well, if you're not, come back to me.
Well, thank you. I'm very convinced.
I was going to go back.
What was his name? What was the shop you says?
An O'Brien's.
I'm very happy with the decision this man has made on my behalf for my birthday. It is my birthday, motherfucker. I love my birthday. I have to say, I'm 46 years old. I'm as old as shit. I'm so old I don't know shit about fuck. I'm the oldest human being in the face of the earth, I feel, and I love it. My feet are sore, my hips are sore. I've just had a shot of whiskey to get through a podcast.
This
I'm
doesn't say
fucking
much
ancient.
About me, does it?
Yeah. I feel.
I'm drinking to hang out with you, Suzanne.
Honestly, I'm so out of touch, it's unbelievable. And I'm loving my birthday. Like, life has been so shit.
This weekend, the 19th.
I'm 46 years old. I'm much closer to 50 than I am 40. That's shocking, isn't it? You know what I mean? And it's happening.
I think 40s are good, though.
40s were great. The 40s are great.
You're in them. You're not leaving them yet.
I know, but here's why the 40s are great.
Why?
You've completely given up on life. You've completely given up on life. I am where I am and there's no moving it. That's it. Life is what it is. Never getting out of this, of what it is now. I've given up completely. And it's a wonderful feeling to be able to let go of your bullshit. Like, I look in the mirror now and I start laughing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I saw myself in the nip the other day and I got a fright. I thought someone was sneaking into the house. Although, why would a burglar sneak in naked? Oh, did I ever tell you that story about the naked burglar?
No.
Did I never tell you that story about the naked burglar? We got to be careful now with this, right? Why? Can't identify the job or anything, or who the person is or anything, right?
Okay.
But somebody, right, he came home.
By the way, you're making that face at me because now you're giving me that, you know, this
No, you don't know
face.
This person okay. actually, but okay. you're going to love this story.
Okay, go on. Sorry, I was saying my desk is sticky, Alan.
It is sticky.
Oh, I apologise.
It is sticky, yeah.
What was someone doing here? Actually, don't fucking tell us that.
It's probably just...
Farrelly cooking here again. No. Even sugar and...
It's antibacterial spray, probably.
It's a sticky spray, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thanks, Alan.
Everything has been sanitised.
So the naked burglar, right? Yeah. So this guy, he came home.
Right.
And just as he came home, he saw a fucking naked burglar jumping out the back window and running off. And he was like, Jesus Christ.
In his house.
In his fucking house. Right, so he goes in and then he's like...
Oh, is this one of the things where they shit in the ground?
No, it was a naked... Right, he just saw a man running out of the house. And he ran his house and my fucking wife is in there. What could happen? He walked in, his wife is... He goes, thank God. He came into the lads the next day and he goes, you're not going to believe it. I came on, there was a naked burglar in my house. He says, thank fuck my wife was in the shower at the time. And they were like, what? And he goes, yeah. Have you heard of anything like that going down? A fella Robin Gaff's like in the nip. Thank God she was in the shower washing herself.
That's not real. It's not
Man, that
real.
Wasn't a burglar. That was...
Someone riding your
wife. Your
wife
is having it. Your wife is on very intimate terms with this so-called burglar. And he's like, no way. She's never...
Burgling your marriage.
But they actually had that conversation. Like the whole, you know what I mean? There was a burglar here. And she would have been, no. Yeah, the fucking was, yeah. In the nip, he's after going in the back. Oh, thank God you're in the shower. That could have happened. You know, like, yeah. It's brutal. Isn't it brutal, isn't it? Isn't it brutal?
Why did he not take any of his clothes? Why didn't he... throw his clothes
Because
out
he
the
saw the fucking husband pulling up the driveway and he just jumped out the window, didn't he?
The back window? You could catch your bits on anything.
You could catch your bits on that, but look, you don't think about these things when you think somebody might...
Do you not?
No. I've never... No. No. Definitely not. I've not been in that situation, but I know... I'll take my chance I take a chance on me ging-gang gilly-gillies on the window rather than I would... Some crazed husband.
He's not crazed. Your man's not crazy.
He would
at
be
all.
Crazy if he got a hold of you. He'd be a crazy if he got a hold of you. I wasn't the naked burglar, by the way. She's hinting that I was the naked burglar. I was not the naked
she is
burglar.
She's alluding to the naked burglar.
It wasn't me. No, but it's my birthday. Yeah, I'm delighted. Like, birthdays, I'm so into them.
How's your. Is it Sláinte or the whiskey? Irish whiskey.
Slane. Very good, honest to God. Now that was great. That was a lovely way to start this podcast. Thank you very much.
I said, I'll be honest with you, I don't buy it. I literally am not buying it because I need a decent bottle. And in fairness, he convinced me. So I was like, if it's shit, I'm going to come back and tell you it's shit. And he was like, you won't. But then I was like, I'm actually giving it to someone who won't lie to me. If it's pox, they'll drink it and tell me.
And
it's
I'd say, Jeez, how much did he pay? I would have said, here's what I would have done, right?
I actually went to buy you a proper expensive bottle of whiskey.
Ah, no, don't be doing that, no, because there's whiskey's gone a bit mad now. There's lots of nice whiskeys out there that you don't have to spend for. Here's what I'd have done, right? If you gave me whiskey and I didn't like it, I would have gone, oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. How much did you pay for that? That's what I would have done.
And it was a good. I can't remember. Like, it was cheap. Like, as in for it wasn't whiskey,
cheap.
It wasn't.
Well, whiskey's not cheap.
No, but as in
unless
like,
you get that stuff that's literally designed for alcoholics. You know
it's
that stuff.
Irish though.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. I'm telling you.
By the way, I didn't realize that Irish whiskey wasn't a thing.
It is.
And
a
you
thing.
Said exact no, but as in they're hard to come by. So like as in terms of like really good Irish whiskies, the guy was like, I said, oh, I yeah, want well, a really good Irish whiskey. And he went, oh, there's all of these. And I went, are any of them Irish? And he went, well, no, not really. He was like, but then you have this option. And he was like, but and then he said, this is good. This and I was like, is that a screw top?
Yeah.
And he went, yeah. And I went, it looks a bit. Is it a bit woke?
It's woke. How can you call whiskey woke now?
Because you know the way people to be making it from the, I don't even know what whiskey is made of, but from the hair on their back or whatever.
No, whiskey's not made from the hair on people's back. Whiskey, there's lots of rules around. Well, like, whiskey's got a lot of rules to it, right?
Really?
So yeah, a lot of rules. So first of all, it's got to be like a limited amount of years. I think it's 4 years.
Distilled.
Or, yeah, there's a limited amount of years. It has to be made 100% in Ireland.
Right.
And then,
I would just think of Jameson.
Yeah, I know most people do, but Jameson is just a very known.
I was like, have you got a good bottle of Jameson? Like, is there a vintage bottle of Jameson or something like that?
There is, but there's no point in spending the money on it.
He said that. I thought he was on the commission for the end.
No, see, we're running out of aged whiskey. This is what's happened, right? Because Irish whiskey was so unpopular for such a long time, during, and then Prohibition kicked in the 20s and all, right?
Yeah.
So then you couldn't export, you couldn't sell it to the States.
Okay.
So the whiskey industry collapsed, it fell through the floor. So people have liked whiskey all this time, but they've been drinking it at a normal rate. So you can't just make 12-year whiskey. You've got to wait for 12 years, 18 years, you've got to wait. But in the last 6 years, Irish whiskey, sales have gone off the fucking charts, right?
So now whiskey's got really good.
No, it's because people. Do you know what it is that made this happen at the start? Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire.
It became a big part of popular culture. It's very aesthetically pleasing, isn't it?
It really is. And then it started spreading. And Irish distilleries started popping up left, right, and centre. So we've an abundance of whiskey, Irish whiskey, loads and loads and loads of choice of Irish whiskey. But we're running out of aged whiskey.
Right. And we're going to have a look. Must have meant aged
so
whiskey.
Yeah. So a 12-year, 18-year whiskey is going up rapidly in price. Because you can't just make it. So it's kind of overpriced at that level at the moment.
Right,
whereas
okay.
You can get really, really, really nice whiskey
What's
for kind of good
whiskey?
Money. Like just as a daily drink or whatever.
Just, you know, for getting into
You know, something to get into the car with. No, that's a fucking bullshit thing to say. I shouldn't have said that. No, what
I
do you mean just to get out
say,
of bed with?
I was going to say that. I was going to go, you know, just for getting the day started, which makes you sound like an alcoholic and then it's like drunk driving. So,
yeah, no, I love.
No, neither of those things. But just in terms of if,
so if I'm just at home
in the evening, like nothing and I fancy, just a little.
Well, it is a little bit fancy.
Neat?
I do, yeah. I don't put anything in
no
it.
No ice.
No,
do you have a nice tumbler or do you just drink it out of a fucking cup?
No,
you know
I'm not sitting there with a bleeding adult beaker pouring with, you know. No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I like it. I have not a nice one. It's a decent one. It's a whiskey glass. You know what I mean? I like it just neat, but I love Greenspot. Greenspot's lovely whiskey. Very lovely whiskey.
Where is that from? Scotland?
No, it's Irish. I only drink Irish whiskey.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'll drink Scotch very, very, if someone gives me a bottle, but I'll never buy it.
A man said the Scottish whiskey's a lot more, he used a word.
Peaty.
Something like that. He said it's a different whiskey altogether.
Totally different. Yeah, it's only double distilled.
So this man wasn't bullshitting me.
No, he wasn't bullshitting at all. It sounds like he was very nice and honest man. He saved you a few quid. Gave you a very nice bottle for less money. Fair play to him.
Yeah, okay. Right, yeah. That's fair enough then. I
sounds like a very nice man.
So that you drink Greenhorn?
No, not Greenhorn. Where are you going with the Greenhorn? You sound like a fucking mad Western movie. Green Spot. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Greenhorn. If I want to get something that I think is a little fancier, yeah. I love a red breast. That's really nice.
Right.
If I'm going to...
I know that.
And does Teeling do really nice whiskies
I've given
now?
You a bottle of
Teeling single malt. The single malt bottle...
I gave you a bottle of that, didn't I?
I think Teeling, it was... Yeah, yeah, that is fucking lovely stuff. Like, there's loads... there's loads of good ones. There's a couple I've had and I went, yeah, I wouldn't have that again, but I still finished the bottle.
I definitely gave you a bottle of Teeling.
Like, I still drank a bottle of it, you know. So...
what was the bottle I gave you that you absolutely mailed because you sent me my... Oh, that was the Jack Daniels. That's a That was a different game.
That's not whiskey, though,
that's
really.
Bourbon.
Bourbon's different, yeah. So this is another thing to look out for if you're a whiskey drinker, right?
I know,
but somebody listening might be into the whiskey, right? So you'll often see, and it's a new
it's
sales
not like
technique.
It to make it about you.
No, I'm not making it about me. I'm making it about whiskey. I'm making people who, like, you've done this for a nice thing for me. I want to try it.
I love that you're sitting there, by the way, with a bottle of Coke and whiskey the far side of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And your bow's tough.
What a podcast this is. Imagine the end of this. Fuck off, everybody. The smell of shit off your breath. So this is a lot of the marketing on whiskey is kind of bullshitty, right? Or it's not what it appears to be.
Okay.
So because there's all these whiskey companies popping up, Irish whiskey companies all over, one of the things you'll see, and it's kind of advertised like it's supposed to be a special whiskey, is like bourbon cask whiskey, you know?
Yeah, I never know the difference.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're selling and make it like it's a sales point. Like, you're so lucky to have bourbon cask whiskey, but all that is when you make bourbon in the States, you can only use the barrel once. So they have these spare barrels. So it's cheaper. It's just cheaper for the company to use a bourbon. Yeah. And of course, when you use it, you have to get a...
Not
mass-produced drink, but it's just cheaper. They're not original casks. They're just the pre-used casks. And when you use a pre-used cask, some of the bourbon flavour goes into it. So they say, instead of going, hey, we just bought this cheaper, what they say
is... Bourbon-infused.
Bourbon cask whiskey. And they make it sound really special and really fancy. It doesn't mean it's bad whiskey. It's really nice, but it's... It's a sales technique, you know what I mean? So you'll start to notice a lot of that.
I love that you know all of these things. Like, for me, it's so funny. So I just don't drink anymore. I don't drink alcohol. I haven't drank in over a year.
That's amazing.
I just can't go back.
I've given up in this, like, in the
show. I just can't. And you know
I drank more than ever. Like, I still don't drink too much, but geez.
I actually think, well, obviously I didn't drink because I was pregnant, but I can't face a hangover. And then I've started a new injectables for my ORA, so I'm kind of nervous of having a hangover with them.
I'm injecting
into my leg every week for my rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, right.
So I'm on a new biological drug
for
that.
It's not a pastime, like.
Not for fun, no. It doesn't give you the kick you'd kind of hope for. Although I can move my hands and feet, so that's, you know, positive.
It's funny, isn't it, the way you get mad into drugs, you know, as you get older.
Older. Yeah, but they don't give you what
drugs.
You wanted.
Do you know what drug I'm mad into?
What?
Fucking hit the weekend hard with it.
Nurofen Plus.
Ibuprofen.
I fucking love Nurofen Plus.
I take ibuprofen, not me fucking teeth don't hurt anymore. The heels, I'm able to run up the stairs. Oh, I'm like a fucking wild man on the ibuprofen. Like, I'm on like the ibuprofen and I put on some music in the kitchen when I'm cooking and I realise I'm starting to move my body.
Did you get cotton mouth?
Everything is happening. No, because I'm half drunk then by the time I get through. This is fantastic. I'm cooking burgers for my big fat old middle-aged face. And like, I start moving again. I start forgetting that I have, knees that
creak and
sound
hurt.
Like 1990s internet, you know? I start realising I got all... My body feels like my own again. And then Monday comes around, it's like, oh, okay.
I'm coming down off the nerve.
I'm there going, right, I guess it's back onto the antidepressants for a while.
It's worth the interrogation, I always feel. And because if you get through the interrogation, do you want 12 or 24? I'm like, 24. I'll have 24 of those.
Of the ibuprofen.
Nurofen, yeah. Oh, no, 24.
Yeah. Nurofen is ibuprofen.
Yeah, it's just
it?
A brand.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because they'll always go to, do you want like... kind of just a non-branded version, and there's about a tenner in the difference.
Yeah, so and I only realised
that Nurofen was like 16 quid the other day. I was like, 16 quid?
Drugs are expensive when
do you know
when
how
the
much my injections are?
No.
So because there's obviously, there's a drug scheme. So if you pay over a certain amount.
Yeah, 100.
So I pay 100 and... I think I pay €116 a month for my drugs, for my injectables. €116 every month for my injectables.
Right.
But they're 900. The pack of them every month are 900 and something or €1,000 a month. But I obviously...
Thankfully, we don't have to pay that.
I don't
that
have to pay
shit.
That. So I just pay €116 a month for my 4 weeks. But yeah, they're like 900 quid. I'm like, imagine you had to, like, sure, I wouldn't be able to pay it. Like, you couldn't pay grand a month for 4 injections.
No, you just
like,
have to walk around sore.
I'd just be like before.
Be like an American.
Yeah.
Be like an American. Fucked. Nah. Left to your own devices.
That's it, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So I'm not drinking any alcohol. But like that I had said for Easter Sunday, I was like, I'd love a glass of... Because again, I think it's a visual thing. Obviously, I've been watching something where they've been drinking red wine. And I was like, I'd love a beef. I'd love a really nice roast beef, and like a pinky in the middle and lovely, and pinky a lovely glass of red.
Yeah.
So Joey, of course, like me, knows nothing. I went in and said to the guy in our Super Value, what? And he said a Schaffner of the pop. Yeah, one of those. And so I had two glasses of it, and the next day I felt a bit crap, and I was like, this drinking's out of control now, up all night drinking two glasses. So I had a little bit with my dinner, and then that night, it's so funny on Instagram how people are so appalled. So I put up a picture of me eating Walkers, you know, the Sensations, the hot chili ones or whatever it was, you know, the black pack.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And a pack of chickadees with a half a glass of red.
Your I was gas.
Like, one team's beautifully with the other. Like, yeah. And people were like, that's a fucking sacrilege. I was like, I'm delighted with myself eating my corn snacks.
You're like when those, you know, the people from, you, like every so often you see some guy in England and
ignorant people,
and you win the lotto.
Yes,
yeah, you know that way. And he goes, "What are you going to do?
They buy Burberry taxis.
I'm going to buy the best wine in the world, best wine, not the man, and 62 packets of chickadees, chicken flavored corn snacks.
It's a cobbler
for the rest
nun.
Of my life.
Having blue nun tonight. Yeah. That'd be me.
Yeah, yeah. I want fucking truck of blue nun and crate of corn snacks that tastes like chicken." You know, like that happens.
I see nothing wrong with that.
They have the best.
I don't have high expectations in life. I just have life. Just like, get on with it. I'm just like, yeah, it's all good.
Come here now. I have to ask you something. I was talking to a friend of mine, right, yesterday, who does deliveries for a living, right?
Yeah.
I was chatting with my ex.
Has he got new best friend? Because I have my DPD driver and me are best pals.
This is what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
This is what I want
sorry,
to ask you. This is all about this. So,
okay.
So and my other, like Elaine,
yeah,
my ex
Elaine, yeah,
she started because, you know,
I feel me and Elaine have a lot in common.
Yeah, you would, yeah, I'd say.
I think we'd get on.
But she's because the hairdressing business is fucked.
No, she doing any fucking black market gigs though? Because I'm telling you,
she's gone.
I would pay top dollar bill for a woman with a little bucket of colour.
No, she's doing the Just Eats. So she's out doing the Just Eats.
She's delivering.
Yeah, she's out doing the delivering, right?
Fair play.
So here's what I hear from these two people. Right?
Right.
Irish people are scabby as fuck, right?
Tipping.
With the tipping at the moment. When it comes to... apparently,
yeah, I saw you say this, your food delivery.
This is what I wanted to ask. So yeah. I put it up on Instagram on the story. Right? I was there going, do you tip your delivery driver?
I thought you meant as in your delivery, your DPD driver, but you meant your food delivery
driver.
This is
something I never thought of.
Yeah.
Right? So a couple of things on this.
Yeah.
One, I realised by asking the question, people will always... A lot of people claim, anyway, to pay their food driver, but claim they never tip their... DPD, DHL.
I've never tipped my DPD. No, but
gross discrepancy there in the treatment of human beings.
Well, not. Yeah, do you know what? You're probably in it is, and do you know what? You're right. It's never. And do you know what the horrible part is that I got Phil a bottle of red wine for Christmas, and I think it's sitting inside the door because obviously I was just after having a baby, so I don't know whether Joey ever gave. Oh, no, maybe he did give it to him. So my milkman, I leave him out like a present at Christmas, and I give him a present at
Easter. Here we go. Okay,
and then like Phil, because Phil and I are now best friends.
Except you don't tip him.
No, I don't tip. PJ, let me put this into context for you. If I was to tip every delivery man that comes to my door, let me tell you the shade I had to experience on Friday, right? This is the abuse.
You're getting it
this
now.
This is the abuse I'm living with at home, okay? I'm sorry to expose you here on the podcast, Joseph, but it's time. Right, Tuesday or Friday, I'm in work. Driving home from work.
Yeah.
And Joey says to me, there's two deliveries here for you. And I said, oh, grand. And he goes, to be honest, I expected there to be more. Two seems like not a lot for you. Which is abuse in the home. To
that's
be perfectly
not abuse.
Honest
that's
with
a,
you.
That's a, even I would have said that. And
then,
I've never lived with you.
Saturday morning, he went, I heard him downstairs and he went, hello again, Phil. Now, I feel that again was targeted at me, right? But if I was to tip...
I wasn't even talking to you.
There's four people who come to my house regularly. So Phil, I said...
He wasn't.
Phil comes daily, to be honest, my DPD man, right? Because DPD cover a lot of packages and Phil does the big packages, right?
Right.
And there's Dermot, the older man, who comes in the estate car. So he does the small packages, generally does the next and the H&Ms. And then we have the Fastway driver. Don't know his name because you don't get it on your... So you usually get a text from DPD.
Yeah,
they send you Phil or Dermot's on the way.
Fastway aren't as personal.
And he's a young lad. And I feel, actually, I think because he's met me in my pyjamas a few times, I think he probably already feels that we're already on an inappropriate level. And then there's the random...
Do you know how many people he sees in pyjamas?
I know, but you just...
He has lads opening the door to him and wearing nothing but a towel. You know? Wearing probably, like, you know, all the underpants and all.
In fairness, yeah. That's...
You in your pajamas. Are you joking me? There's women wearing their pajamas around the spa. Like, you know, doesn't that...
Do you know, but it's so funny. I couldn't cope with rocking around the house in the morning in my pajamas. Like, the minute I get up, I get dressed. I put on, like, a tracker, like, or something.
I know, I can't even go barefoot in my own house.
No, I don't. My kids are barefoot people. So anyway, as I say about the abuse I suffer at home. So if I was to tip all of them, Phil could give up his job. Now, my food drivers always tip them. See, and it annoys me that Just Eat don't give you an option to tip your driver.
Do they not?
No. So on Deliveroo, they do it. And then some of the actual other apps that if you order through the company, like, or through the restaurant, they give you the 10, 15, 20%, which is handier because we have a jar that used to be the coin jar. But sure, like, I've milled through that, like, when I was pregnant.
You've given it all away.
Because I'm fucking
just eating it
flat out. So now every time we have coins or the kids get coins, I put it back in the jar to give €3 or €4 a tip.
Well, you see, this is it. Now, everybody claims to give tips, right? When I did this poll, everyone claims to give tips, right?
Yeah.
Then I talk to the two people I know that drive and they say bollocks to do. One in every 20 houses. And then they said, here's the shocker.
See, although it's not a shocker at all, right? They don't have coins.
No one has coins, but you think, I suppose that's the thing. If I order the Chinese or something,
Just Eat should def, because we'll always go.
You'd be revolute. You can't revolute, though.
You can't revolute them.
So can't imagine the delivery driver. There you go. Oh, thanks, mate. Can I get your number?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, no, I just want to send you some money.
I had a delivery driver once before asked me, did I want to buy a bed? He sent me a text after he delivered to me. So, do you want to buy a bed? I was like,
you must
have
looked really tired. Like, imagine, you must have looked absolutely fucked. That poor woman needs a bed. I'll drop her around.
But do you know what's real? Because I put up the other day about Joey. I'm only joking, by the way, about Joey and the Beast. Now, we shouldn't laugh, but currently in the current climate.
You didn't say that he did anything abusive, by the way. You weren't even in the room. It was him and Phil having a private conversation you were listening in on. And then
hello again, Phil.
But apparently the nicer the house,
the worse the tip,
the less likely you get.
Oh, then they'll get loads off our gaff. Fucking kids shit everywhere to climb over bikes. Yeah. It's like
I'm saying, like, if you go to the so-called, you know, like, in, you know, in quotation marks, not as nice areas, you know, that's where the tips are. To the point that I know, if when you're doing Just Eat, like, you know, you should go delivering Just Eat with her
for the crack. Eric Lawler's delivering, because he said it was absolutely mental. He said people were like, "Going, the fuck are you doing here? Carl from Bear City's doing deliveries," and they're like, "It's not working out for you with the drug dealing business."
You know that there's one guy. You know, if you Rosa Madre restaurant,
yes. Oh, your pal.
This lad has it sorted. Talk about the best home delivery of all time, right?
Do they deliver?
Yes. Now, you have to
go in their catchment, do you?
Well, I'm not sure, but the minimum, it's an expensive minimum because it's a fancy restaurant.
Mm.
So I think it's like 100 and whatever quid minimum. So, but if there's a few, if there's four years or whatever.
You can't do that because that defeats that.
But he delivers it in a Maserati.
He doesn't fucking need. I wouldn't be.
This is the
him.
Job.
He can go fuck himself.
I turn him into a tuxedo and he opens a bottle of champagne with a fucking sword in your front garden. Out of here.
Oh, I want that for my birthday. Will you get me that? Because you're so rich and you can't buy a gaff.
I'm so rich.
Will you get me that for my birthday?
I'm practically homeless. When's your birthday?
August. You've loads of time. I'll save up.
I promise I'll get you that for you. I'll get that for you and Joey for your birthday.
€20 bottle of
whiskey. I will get that for you and Joey.
€100.
Yes. I would get that for you.
Can
and Joe.
Can you send me the Maserati? Can I have a shot of his Maserati as well?
Absolutely, no question that's
going to happen.
Swear to
God, right?
No.
Speaking of cars, why not?
He's not going to let you fucking... The mad woman in her pyjamas running out.
I've just told you I'm always in leisure wear.
Your man was here. He was in for a podcast. He arrived.
Was he? Luca?
Leisure wear.
Yeah.
Oh, he was on That's Banging, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
You're kidding me.
They were recording here at 9 o'clock one morning and he arrived in his tux because he was after doing a delivery.
See?
Yeah.
See?
If you don't get me that for my birthday in August, you can fuck yourself.
Let me tell you about Luca.
Finished.
Luca that runs Rosa Madre is one of the most unbelievably, he's like a caricature of an Italian. He is the most incredible man. I love this man so much. He's the hardest working fucking man. When I met Luca first, right, we started being friends, right? He had a panini shelf, a loggia and a coffee machine in the Temple Bar Bazaar. That was it, right? And he was right next to this fucking reggae shop that was so obviously just for laundering money, because I sat in there with Luca and those people for years and not once did I ever see one fucker buy a record off this lad, right? Then there was the head shop next to him and there was like the record shops upstairs and all these things, right? One by one, Luca started taking the rent off all these other people in the bazaar until he owned. Until
that's the challenge for you now, isn't it?
This guy's fucking amazing. The
challenge for you.
So the whole bazaar.
And take over and give me your money or I'll kill you. That kind of thing.
No, he's not. He's the nicest man in the world. And by pure fucking hard work and just determination, he got rid of all of us old creeps because he went proper fine dining. And then gradually, he took the first floor, then the second floor, started paying rent on everything. And now the entire Temple Bar Bazaar is his restaurant, Rosa Madre.
That's amazing.
He's got his fucking Maserati delivery service. He's got a chandelier that he put in there the other day. You want to see a chandelier. The man is a fucking hero. Like, he's absolutely, he is. Every time I think, oh, I'm tired, I just think of Luca. And like, and he's one of these great blokes. Like, you know, he's there going, he's like, brother, one good thing, buy one good card, keep it for the rest of your fucking life. You know, buy one good watch, keep it for the rest of your fucking life. Don't
you
go through all
good
these.
Watch. You have your watch.
Exactly. Off Luca's advice. I bought this when I was hanging out with Luca.
Still.
Oh, no, I got this as a present. I was going to buy one and then I got a present. But he is. But
and
he's
you've
the
kept
king.
It for your life.
I love people like him. I love determined fuckers like him.
Well,
and just such personality, covered in tattoos. Like, everyone can sell pasta. Not everybody comes around to your front garden in a tuxedo, fucking opens a bottle with a sword. Like, this is how you take your way through
19th,
a pandemic.
August 19th. Jot it down. Send it for my birthday.
August 19th. Right. You're getting a Rosa Madre delivery.
Perfect.
On August 19th.
I like when that happens.
Ah, yeah. It's cool though. Just people like, you know, there's some great heads out there that have known how
Speaking
to make this
of,
time
of
their
the
own.
Maserati, you know the way people, first of all, I need to talk to Drive to Survive. Have you watched that?
Drive to Survive.
The Formula One Netflix
I still
show.
Haven't watched it.
Oh, PJ.
I know. And it's,
there's three seasons of it now. It's fucking, you can go all the way back to the start.
It.
But you know the way, so I learned last weekend or the week before last that the content of car content that I send my husband to titillate him is not the car content that he had hoped for, right? So as you said about a Maserati, that's the type of shit like he'd be into or like,
yeah.
I don't know. What are other supercar like?
What's he like? Luxury cars? Or
no,
like sports?
As in, you know, like boys send each other, like, oh, look at the alloys on her. I don't know.
Wait,
like,
see this thing, I'm not into that sort of thing.
No.
I like sort of like old man nice cars. I like, you know, Bentleys and
well,
Mercs,
yeah, whatever,
and Jaguars,
yeah, that kind of whatever. Fucking titillates your tits. I don't know, right?
That's what titillates my tits.
Yeah, so that kind of thing. Sending him pictures of Skoda Kojaks or whatever they're called, and going, "Is this a seven seater?"
Oh,
that's
I
the type
saw,
of dirty
no,
talk.
No, you went
I'm
bananas
into.
On the Seat Tarraco.
Right, so yeah,
bananas,
because,
and I was like. I was laughing so much to the point that when I saw a very impressive Seat Tarraco on Instagram, I tagged you in it.
Yeah.
Because I was there. Suzanne would fucking love this.
I'm
She's the only person I know that would really appreciate this. That was by Brady's.
They're fucking
Seat in
they're porn,
in
PJ. Sweet. Like, I have never a fucking seven seater. Because even I was walking out of the garage and there was a Jeep in the garage. I was swapping cars with Joey there. And I went, is that a seven seater? And he goes, there's about $2,000 worth of work. Do you want to pay for that? And I went, pass. Thank you. I'm going to go now. But like, so it was only Joey went, he goes, you know, this isn't the car contact that people send each other. He was like that's not sexy talk. I was like, seven seizures. I was like, I'm fucking off the charts here. I was like, if you want to get me to bed, talk fucking say a Tarraco to me or tell me you're going to get me a Skoda. Like,
they're like, it's got a 150 litre trunk. Oh my God, keep saying.
I was like, does it have a big boot? Yes, it does. All the kids, there's
air
loads of
conditioning.
Space.
Yay! Seat covers, front to back.
Sunroof. Oh! So, yeah, I could be pregnant by the time we finished talking about it. I'm like, ah! But yeah, I've realised that it's sending seven seaters about Skodas. But the funny thing is the amount of people who replied to me on Instagram going, oh my God, they're the sexiest car ever.
You're joking
about
me.
A seven-seater
Seat. A seven-seater, say a Tarraco.
Is it coach? I couldn't even tell you.
Oh yeah, the Skoda's very similar, yeah.
Oh no, see the Skoda's, so I've learned this, the Skoda's a higher price, but it's the same chassis
as
the Seat.
Very
but it's
similar.
Just sexier on the outside, the Skoda. Harder to come by. They don't have as much of them coming in.
Yeah, I still prefer the Seat.
The Seat, you get more money for your book because you get more optional extras with the Seat.
This is what a conversation. Look at you roping me in. This is how fuck. This
see,
is middle aged.
The titillation's there. Look, now you're warming up. See,
yeah, this
first
is real.
Like, no, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood. And now you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, wouldn't mind me one of them.
I'll take it. Yeah, so there you go.
What's wrong?
Did you see on my Instagram the big news this week?
What
fucking
is it?
Big news.
No.
What have I been missing for like 6 weeks?
Hairdresser. Oh, your AirPods.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. My AirPods, right?
Yeah.
I've been asking Anto about them constantly, right? I'm like, St. Anthony, what's the crack? Now, I don't know whether with COVID he's flat out finding people's fucking mental health because we're all losing our marbles. So he probably has a lot.
It's getting
like,
hard.
I'm losing my mind, Anto. Anyway, somebody sent me a message the other morning and said, it won't work unless you say St. Anthony's Prayer.
Oh, you're joking.
So I said, Kira, she said, look to the
What's
woman.
What's the prayer? Do you remember the prayer?
No, I have it on my phone.
What is it? Do you know it all? Like
I don't know it off by heart like or anything. But then a couple of people asked me, so I sent it along to them. But anyway, you have to say the prayer. And when you say the prayer then St. Anthony will help you out. He'll find them for you.
So, is this like, I mean, are you being smart now or do you believe this?
Don't know. I said the prayer and fucking 3 hours later I found them.
Kidney.
I'm not, I swear to you, I'm not kidding you.
You're joking.
So I have looked for them everywhere and the bag I checked in, I had 100%. Now, in fairness, I will just say I can't retain anything at the moment because it's like I have too many tabs open in my brain. There's a lot going on. So maybe I'd looked in the bag and not looked properly, but for some reason, maybe Anto brought me to my wardrobe, but I was like, I'm looking at the amount of Skoda and say it content I'm tagged.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ, that's brilliant.
But yeah, for some reason, I was drawn to my wardrobe. I pulled all my bags out and started to go through the pockets of my bags. And then there it was. It was in my bag. I couldn't believe it was in my bag. So yeah, I found them. So I owe Anto 20 quid and I said the prayer. I can't find the prayer now.
You can't find it. The prayer at St. Anthony.
Yeah.
It's an actual prayer, is it?
It's an absolute prayer. Oh yeah, here it is. So this girl, Kira, sent me a message. She's like, St. Anthony. So she said, try and pay it forward. The lady in work says I owe her a fortune because she's always paying St. Anthony to find this for me. I hope this finds it for you, right? St. Anthony, perfect. Perfect, that's wrong.
You're not good at this prayer. This definitely had nothing to do with finding it.
Who received from God the special power of restoring lost things. Grant that I may find, insert lost item here.
AirPods,
exactly. Which has been lost. At least restore to me the peace and tranquility of mind, because I've lost my fucking marbles trying to find them, the loss of which has afflicted me in more than my material loss. See, because my brain's gone trying to find it, so fix my brain as well.
Right.
To this favour, I ask another of you, that I may always remain in the possession of the true good that is God. Let me rather lose all things than lose God, my supreme good. Let me never suffer the loss of my greatest treasure, eternal life and God. Amen. So basically,
it's like a prayer at bedtime. Do you remember a prayer at bedtime used to be on RTE? Do you remember that? And there'd be some local
as
priest.
As I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord myself to keep.
No, but it was a different priest. Remember, he'd come on RTE at night.
Did he find shit as well?
No, it's a prayer at bedtime. And then he used to come on and like there would be a different. So he'd go, you know, it could be anything. So it could be like, here's Father Lomond from the Loch Shinny parish of the blessed hands of Nun Margarita, whatever, right? And he'd come on and he'd go, I'd just like to remind you all that in these troubled times, we need to stick together. And as we come together and stay apart, we must remember the words of St. Anthony, which went as this, Lord, may we have a nice time. Love our family. You know, all that type of stuff.
Well,
and then
anyway,
there was a little bit of a jingle with a harp. A harp
is.
Jingle is a hell of a thing. We should have one for this podcast.
We should get one.
I'd love a harp jingle, to be honest with you.
If you are a harpist, can you do us a jingle?
It's very hard to find harpers now. Oh, there they are. Look at you. Delighted with yourself. Delighted with yourself and your AirPods.
Thank you very much.
I don't know.
6 weeks they were missing, say a prayer found. I mean,
you got to start playing. Who's the patron saint of automobiles? Because that's the way you're going to have to get a free one. Like if you're
Christopher?
Like,
no, he's Travel.
No, there's two. The Travel is, hold on, Raphael. Archangel Raphael is the patron saint of travellers.
I think, no, Christopher is the patron saint of travellers, is he not?
No, there's the Archangel Raphael is definitely a patron saint of travellers. Christopher, I think, is
patron saint of lost causes is Jude. I know that because that's us.
That's your GAA club. Yeah, so if you Google Raphael, patron saint travel, I bet you he'll come up, I'd say. I'd be pretty sure he will come up. So you got to start doing this with him.
St. Christopher. St. Christopher is the patron saint of travellers.
She's just gone off Google the one she wants. She's not going to fucking Google the one I'm asking to Google.
I just said to
Google
you.
Google fucking Raphael then as well.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, we're so fussy with our saints. I cannot believe I woke up this morning to have a fight over saints. I can't believe it.
St. Raphael's Garda Credit Union?
No, he's not a saint of credit unions. Although that's a great idea. Please double me money. And I promise my penance will be to give it back to you with interest over 25 weeks.
He's a patron saint of singles, you fucking idiot. So he's one of your people.
Single people.
Raphael is the patron saint of singles. So obviously people have said, I'll pay to Saint Raphael for you. Jude and Raphael, that's you. Fucking lost causes and singles.
Lost causes. Lost causes.
Raphael is the patron saint of single people mind. And happy meetings. I mean, that's a contradiction.
No wonder he was on my mind.
Isn't that the beautiful thing over to the Lord? Not that we want to be called into the lifelong joyful marriage, but the moment that we meet the person to be a happy one.
Yeah.
There's a singles for Catholics dating online. Find your match.
I don't think they'd want me. Like, this is my problem. Like, I, you know what I mean? I can't imagine I would fit in there.
There's a patron saint of unmarried women.
Yeah.
Catherine. Well, of course you, Catherine. You'd know, you'd be like, who's not married? Oh, Catherine's not married.
Is that a very unmarried name? Is it?
Catherine. Do you not see people walk along? I see people walk along and I give them names.
Try and name them.
I go, there's Barbara. Barbara. Do you know? Or else you'd see someone else and you'd be like, oh, she's a Sarah. She's busy. She's a Sarah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hiya, Sarah.
Yeah,
Sarah,
there's a real bang of Henry off your man. Yeah. Like, there'd be a bit of that going on, yeah.
Or then there's like something to do. Years a Lil Sean or a Schnockta. You know, one of those ones.
See, I don't do it so much now because I have the old electronic telephone to keep me busy, you know. So I can start to look. And the internet. So I don't have to do these things like I used to when I was a kid. You know, like shit like that, walking around just guessing people's names.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, but you should try Wi-Fi. Like, I think you might get into it.
Do you not see people go? I do this all the time. Maybe it really annoys Joey, but like I do it all the time that you see people going along and I narrate. Sorry, that's
not.
It could be my AirPods or my phone. It could be any of my Apple.
It's your watch. It's your fucking watch. Every week that fucking watch interferes with the microphone. Every week.
You know when you see people walk along, I'd be like kind of going, oh, I wonder what they're talking about. Like I'd be going, oh, they're having a scrap over that he pissed on the seat or like the dishwasher was left open or...
I don't do that, but what I do, and I've always done it, I can't help it. What I
do
is I push human voices on animals. I can't help it. So if I see like an elephant and his dog, I imagine what the dog is saying.
I'm happy.
I'd be like, who are you, man? Fuck, I'm same place every day. Like, I can't help doing that. Like, he walks me the same place every day. And like, you know, when a dog looks like he's upset.
A young, scrappy dog, would you give him a young or her? Young,
yeah, I'd be like that, yeah. Hey, you know. Yeah. And then every so often we see posh dog and all, you imagine that they've, the other day I was imagining, I saw like a real sort of like, you know, real elegant sort of animal, you know. Greyhounds, and I like imagine that the owner and him were sitting in the house and the dog got a fright or something. He goes, do you want to go to the park? And he's like, don't know. And he's like, come on, we go to the park and walk. Don't you want to go to the park? I go, you do, you love that park. And the dog's like, will there be squirrels there? He's like, yeah, I don't know, but we can look for some squirrels. I'm sure there'll be some. Okay, and we'll go for a look then. I can't help but imagine like these ridiculous conversations between people and their animals, because I suppose I'm closer to animals than people.
I just kind of do that amongst themselves. I'm just like, I wonder what they're doing. I like the idea of the animals though. I do. But in fairness, maybe that goes from, because like my daughter does that with her teddies the whole time. They all have different personalities and she gives them like whack names. What's that one called? She's like, Gerald. Gerald. My brother and his wife had a baby yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. They had a little baby boy yesterday. And so I waited for the kids to both be home and my brother sent them a video to introduce them to their new cousin. And they were hoping for a boy. They both wanted a boy, right?
Yeah.
So they'd sent a message yesterday to my sister-in-law going, good luck, Claire. And, you know, we hope it's a boy. So I was like, can you give her options? Because if it's not, like, you know. So they were like, we hope it's a boy and blah, blah. So anyway, my brother sent a video to introduce them to the baby. And he's like, you know, this is your new baby cousin. It's a little baby boy and his name is Sonny. So they called him Sonny.
Called baby Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny. Like Sonny Knowles. Sonny.
S-O-N-N-Y.
S-O-N-N-Y. Yeah, Sonny, right? So they called him Sonny. And Usheen's like, oh, he's so beautiful. He's adorable. He's so cute. And Hannah's like, oh, he's looking, you know, we could get him. And then Usheen just looks at me and I was like, are you all right? And he goes, I mean, I would have called him Ian.
Ian, I'd have gone for Ian.
I'm like recording going. Brother was like, what's crack with that? And I went, yeah, he was really pushing for Ian. So he was wondering, could you reconsider Sonny? And he goes, probably not. And I went, no. So then he was walking to school this morning. He's like son. And I went, yeah. And he's like, he's their son. And I went, yeah. And he goes, Sonny. And I went, you got him.
Yeah,
one
that's
kid.
It.
And he's like, and Hannah's like, don't want to go with Gerald. She's managed Gerald at the moment. I was like, well, actually, he's Gerald. She's like, no, son Gerald. Yeah, but like, I like that idea that I like people giving people personalities and giving them So I like that you do it with dogs. Probably just wouldn't be my natural go-to.
I think people can't help it, though. People give everything a personality. People give inanimate objects personalities. Irish people name their cars. They come up with names for them. You know what I mean? Like when I grew up, people
if
would
I
name
If I got a new
Bertie's
Skoda or say it, I'd call it.
What would you call it?
I'd call it a sexy beast. I'd have to give it a sexy name.
Irish people come up with names for fucking everything.
I had a purple car called Barney.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't think that's a thing around the world.
Do you not think so?
I don't think so.
Although, British people keep their cars really clean. Do you ever notice that? Like, they go and wash their cars. Like, my cousins
have lovely cars. See, this is why
I don't.
Yeah,
but you have OCD. You're not normal.
I am not. I don't have OCD. I'm not normal. But I do clean everything. I do clean everything. Like, you know, I fucking clutter and mess and all.
Yeah, but it's not good for your mental health, clutter. I don't think clutter is... My house is...
Nobody has mental health anymore. Can we get that out of the way? Ireland is gone. Mental health is gone. There's no such thing as mental health anymore. Well, there is, but it's just bad, isn't it? Like, yeah. Everybody I meet these days is like... really fucking...
They're hanging on by their fingernails.
Yeah, I love that. Here's a conversation that keeps happening now. How are you getting on? Grand, yeah. How are you? Shit. Yeah, me too. Yeah. This is like keep happening.
I really like that we're saying that, though. Do you know what I mean? I like, because actually, in fairness, I have to say, because I talked about Hannah a couple of weeks on the podcast, and the amount of people who sent me messages going, God, I hope she's all right and she's doing okay. And actually, Hannah's doing all right, but now it's fucking... spilled over to Oisín. But I think all of us are the same. It's like, I said to Joey the other day, I was like... Like, I'm fucking... You know, I hate evening time, right?
Yeah.
Which was my favourite time of the day, right? When all the kids went to sleep was my favourite time of the day.
Because you had space. You had headspace, yeah.
Because you had headspace and you got to sit and you got to, like, watch some telly and you got to... And the only way I can describe it, and I know they're two totally different things, but the only way I can describe how I feel at the moment is, like, after my dad died. I couldn't concentrate to read a book after my dad died. Like, my brain was just adults. Like, but there was... Like I said, there's too many tabs open. There's too much going on in my brain.
Too many tabs.
Do you know? I was just like, I was jumping from one thing to the other, and like, just it's just hectic and a bit, you know. And that's what it feels like now. That when it comes to 9 o'clock and the kids are all asleep and the house is quiet, and then ultimately me and Joey sit like that and look at our phones. I can't.
That's bad. That's step number one, get that fucking thing down.
The phones are gone upstairs now. We try and have a phone. And then I'm like, I said to him, I was like, I actually have I feel like I can't commit to watching anything. Like, it's really like, oh, fuck.
Distracted.
Yeah, I'm kind of distracted. And like, I think it's a real, it's just like, oh, fuck, here's another night. And we've nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I'm only laughing because I know how shit it is.
How are you? Grand. Anton, like I said to Al, walking, how are things? Yeah, same. Any news? No.
I've given up doing that, though. I don't say good anymore. I don't. That's what I'm saying. This is my conversation. How are you? I say to people, they go, grand. They ask me, how are you? And I say, fucking shit. And then they go, yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I don't say it. I don't tell people I'm happy anymore. Yeah. I don't do it. I just stop doing all that. Like, I've started taking an example of other people's books at the moment, right? I started like just going, no, I'm going to be fucking honest. No matter what happens, right? I've made this sort of mental decision. I'm going to be fucking honest when people ask me these things, okay. Right? And it's happening a lot, right? And I notice other people are starting to do it.
Like, as in that you're saying I'm shit or...
Yes.
Like, so say, so if I...
How, like, literally that.
If
how
I annoyed you...
Yeah.
Are you... See, this is, I think this is very... This is... It's good, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to...
So if you're annoying me...
So if I was annoying you, like, or we weren't getting on or whatever, would you go, come here?
If we weren't getting on.
Yeah, you're annoyed. Or not, we're getting on.
If we weren't getting on, I'd be there going, what? Get it off here. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
but get it off your chest now.
Yeah, but do you think we just never did that before? That never, now I'm we just don't care,
time.
Like.
I'm doing it all the time. It's changed me fucking life.
Isn't the right...
No, not that you don't care. You're afraid to fucking start. Because when you start, there's no stopping.
Don't you?
Because you put someone else's responsibility in your pocket. You put someone else's feelings in your pocket.
That's exactly it.
And you're walking around afraid you're going to fucking break something that doesn't belong to you because it's in your fucking pocket. That's what, and then you go, this is bullshit. All I'm doing now is I'm looking after this the wrong way. And they've no control over what I'm going to do regardless.
This is so fucking
true. So I'm putting it on the fucking table in a glass case and we can both see it. And you go, no, it's grand here, okay? We're grand.
Just leave it.
It's transparent.
Yeah.
It's making all the fucking difference. So
tell me what you're doing. So when someone says to you, so is it just if someone says to you, how are you, you go, shit.
That was the start of it.
Right, okay.
That was the start of it. That was the start. It was shite.
Right. But this is so not you.
And they start laughing.
This is not like you at all.
No, but I'm getting very honest with that sort of shit.
Okay.
I start to accept, you know, and then it's amazing. Because what happens then is you get all these uncomfortable... Because as soon as you say to someone, you have to think about it.
Right.
And then you start going, well, right, I am fairly shit, actually. You know, which is fucking... Which is a big... You got to ride that one out.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I have difficult relationships with people,
yeah.
Whereas I would normally just not say anything
or just
and hope
them.
The other person fucked off.
Yeah, that's what I
do. I'm now, like, you know, opening, I'm saying, what's wrong? Or I'm not feeling happy, or I'm all, like, it's a habit, though. Like, it's a habit. It's like learning to smoke. Like, you don't,
you
really, it's like saying, oh, is this really a good idea? Should I take up smoking in my mid-40s? Is this really going to do me any good? Because every time you do it, you feel a little bit worse. You kind of have to get into a rhythm of it before it feels any good. I think that's what it is.
Everything, like?
Fucking everything. Well, now, I still catch myself. But what I've catched myself doing a lot is this, right?
Yeah.
You ask me a question, I give you an answer, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm really sorry. I fucking lied to you there. I don't know why I said that. And then I'll tell you the truth. Because I start realizing, no.
So it's a natural, like, almost like it's a muscle reflex, if you will, that you go, yeah, and then you go, no, actually.
Because I start, yeah, because it's not,
actually, no.
I'm not doing anything for me or you when I'm telling you lies.
But so it's funny, isn't it, though? Because I said to Joey the other day, I was like, I have no, there's certain things I have no tolerance for anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and it could be just the smallest thing or whatever. And I go to him, I'm not taking that on. I have no fucking tolerance. I have, whereas usually, like, so
that's
my go-to.
That's a great thing to start on, though, isn't it? So when someone asks you to do something, you go no, and they say why? It's just, I don't want to.
Or, but even if someone just...
Oh my God, the liberation of that.
You know,
and then you get into habit.
To go,
do you want to meet me? No.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet up there? No, thank you. Why? I don't like it. Would you like to go to the pub? No, thank you.
That's a no feeling.
What are you doing? I'm sitting at home having a wank in front of Netflix. I'm doing none of your fucking business. I'm going to drink a bottle of whiskey on my own. I'm walking my dog in the park. None of this is any of your fucking business. All I'm saying is I don't want to spend time with you tomorrow when you ask me to, and that's alright. You know what I mean? And don't make plans anymore. You know the shit where you go, right, if someone says 2 weeks, we meet up for fucking 2 weeks and we'll do the thing, and you, even at the time, you go, great idea.
Oh no.
And then
I
the day before, you're like,
crippled,
I'd rather eat my fucking left foot than do this. So I just go, no, I'm not doing it. I said, call me closer to the time. If I'm in the humour.
Yeah.
If I'm in the humour, if I'm feeling... I don't know how I'm going to feel in 2 weeks. I could be absolutely miserable in 2 weeks, and I've already committed to go and have a good time with you. Fuck off, LB Life, committing to me in 2 weeks. Fuck off. Leave me alone. I don't fucking commit to something fucking... You know, we'll have a wedding in 6 months. Will you come? Fuck off. I fucking don't know how. I could be fucking suicidal in 6 months. And if I'm not, I could be having a really good time and I could miss something I want to do. Fuck off! I've shit to be at. I'm not answering that question. I don't owe you my fucking time. And I wouldn't, I'm not going to ask it of you either, you know? You know this blackmail, you know this emotional blackmail you get from some people?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I do it for you. Well, that's your problem. I would never ask it of you. So you can't say you'd do it for me. You're saying, well, this thing you'd never expect from me, I would do if I had ever been in that situation. Trust me, I'm never going to put you in that situation. All I want to say is, fuck off! Just go get a... Like, there's plenty of other miserable shits in the world who would love this situation. I'm not fucking one of them. That's all. A day at a time. At the moment,
you know what, you're
a
right.
Day at a time. A fucking day at a time. Want to do something next week? I have no idea how I'm going to feel next week. Fuck off. Like, that's just fucking it. Free yourself of this shit. Free yourself
I do like that, though. I do like...
And I'm 46. I'm going to fall out with someone. What's going to happen? I'm not going to get a job. I'm never getting a fucking job. I'm 46 years old. You know what I mean? It's just not, I'm not going to suddenly, it's not like I'm trying to be an astronaut. I am what I fucking am. I do what I do. Nothing's going to change. You know what I mean? What am I going to do? Learn the trumpet and go busking in Japan. Grand, that's fine. Like, none of this shit is going to, okay, maybe I will do that, actually. That sounds like a good idea. But, if I, you know, but like, I'm giving myself permission to change my fucking mind. That's
I like
all I'm
that.
Saying. This is the ramblings of a middle-aged arsehole, by the way. I understand that
but
as well.
I think, because it's funny, because even though we were having that conversation, I was just like, it's the tabs are all open. I feel like it feels at the moment, I don't know what everybody else, I don't know what you, but I feel like we're wading through mud. Like, it's just never ending. There's nothing to look forward to.
And watching the Brits coming out of their shell, that's hard to watch, right? Fair play to them. I'm really pleased for them. Same here.
Remember,
we were laughing at them though on this podcast. Well, at least we don't live there.
Yeah,
remember
I
that?
Know, fuck.
Talk about being wrong.
I spoke to my cousin a year ago on the radio and I was like, can I have your gaff because you're all going to die? I didn't realise, by the way, how bad things were going to get. I'm not laughing at that.
It's a joke between you and your cousin. Somebody sent me the most inappropriate joke ever on Instagram yesterday.
Sorry, I joked on my own words there. I want to know what it is.
I can't read, we'll get in trouble if I say it on the podcast. I'll let you read it though. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But someone sent me the most inappropriate joke.
I saw it on your thing yesterday.
And because I was in the hospital, my mom's
having chemo yesterday.
No, here's what happened, right? Now, this is the fucking deal. So my ma says to me she has to get a radiotherapy, right?
Okay.
So I'm there, grand. We're both very nervous about it. Okay. More than me.
Is it her first round?
Well, this is it. She never did it before.
Yeah.
Right? And then she goes, now listen, she goes, you go into radiotherapy and sometimes it can be anything from 7 to 10 days to 7 weeks, but it's every day.
Yeah, it varies.
I was like, fucking hell. Okay.
You're like, I can't take the commitment on.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck off.
Ma, get yourself there.
No, I'm like,
Mom,
right.
The meatloaf, Mom.
Yeah. Who are you going to get to take it? No, so I was like, right, okay, grand.
Look, that's
so I'm like, okay, well, listen, don't worry about any of this. Don't worry about any of this. She's still like, what's she worried about? You. She's like, she puts shit in her pocket. She's like, I don't want to put you out. I'm there, fucking Jesus, stop it. Stop that now. So we're there, I'm there, how many do you need? How many are you getting of these? She's there, I don't know. I'm there, this doesn't sound right to me. So I call Elaine. Elaine's been through the whole cancer situation. She's been there and lived it.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Elaine was, very sick with it. So there, Elaine, what's the story with this? She's like, how many sessions did you got? She said she doesn't know. She goes, that's fucking weird. She goes, is this her first time getting it? She goes, yeah. She goes, has she got her tattoos yet for the radio? Yeah. I was there, no. She's like,
marked her.
She's like, none of this makes sense. She's there, she's not telling you something or something's wrong. So I take her to the hospital. We go into the hospital yesterday and thankfully they let me in with her,
as a carer type situation. Yeah, that's brilliant that she had you.
Yeah, so thankfully I was allowed into the hospital where I'm sitting there and she goes in and she was so nervous. The poor woman was fucking dropping her glasses and stuff and she was shaking.
You're distracted with the nerves of it all. Yeah, yeah.
So, is this going to make me sick? She 3 days of being awake. You know, she didn't want to say anything. Oh my God, couldn't really communicate with each other because of the anxiety.
Of course.
She comes out. Great news. I didn't have to get radiotherapy at all. I had to see the radiotherapist. I'm like, what are you talking about? She panicked. She did that thing where she panicked.
She saw
the worst bits.
Yeah.
She saw that 7 to 10 that if you need it.
Yeah.
7 to 10 days to 7 weeks.
She saw the worst.
If you need it, you know, this can happen. And then she just and your appointment is here with this radiotherapist.
To talk to him.
She doesn't need fucking any of it. She doesn't need it. 3, 4, 5 days of absolute unbelievable anxiety over fuck all.
Aww.
No, it's not fuck all. The woman has cancer. But I'm just saying, you want to see the difference in her. So she's like a 7-year-old on her birthday at the moment. She's like a 7-year-old on her birthday. It's like the best news you've ever heard. Perspective's a wonderful thing. So she's in exactly the same position she was in.
She's still
physically, health-wise, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Except now she's like, feeling like a 42-year-old. Like she's delighted with herself.
Radiotherapy is
read the form.
A...
She's like, this is what fucking I do that as well. This is why I can't fill out the fucking form for her. Oh, McGee. I look at it, I get stressed and I decide I'm going to die on the side of the road and I don't do anything to help myself.
But first, though, I have to say, my mom had her first Pfizer injection on Good Friday 2 weeks ago.
Amazing.
And it was the most emotional day.
It is a big day.
My mom said...
And it's a bigger... When she gets the second one again,
she said... Because we were walking back up and I loved that everybody was queuing up outside our doctor's surgery and they were all in their best, their best coats.
Of course,
they
had to get dressed up. That age group, it's gas.
And she's standing, hello. How are you? They're all talking.
Delighted.
Delighted with themselves. And then I'm standing, your man behind was like, I said, no. I said, I just came with my mom just to walk her around and walk her back to make sure she's all right. And he's like, very good. And he's telling me about his grandkids. And anyway, so we're walking back up the road and I said, Mom, how was it? And she said, oh, just quick. She didn't. Wouldn't even know. Quick and simple. She said it's better than winning the life. Well, lotto.
Wins the life.
She said, I feel like I have my life. I have a chance at life again.
That when you're a bastard now. When you put that up on Twitter and I had tears in my eyes, I was there. I don't even know if I'm talking to Suzanne Cain again, making me have feelings like that.
But it like I just didn't comprehend what it meant.
The impact, yeah.
Like,
the impact.
She's like, she said, because like that Sonny was born yesterday and with Sadie, and she's like, I'll get to hug my grandkids. I'll get to be a part of their lives and they won't forget me.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, that shit that you just go, fuck me. Like they've been, and like that, it's my mom would do the same. My mom would tell you, like, do you know, it's like,
doesn't want to be putting you out.
Yeah, yeah. And then she'd go, and then it's only when you get a little, my mom would give you a window, and that I saw the window, and she, like, you could see her. She was just like, you know, a little bubble of, thank fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That we're nearly there. Like, she said, oh, I feel like there's a glimmer of hope. I was like, get back in your gaff now, close the door, and don't go to Dunn's.
Happiness hides behind relief, doesn't it?
Oh,
that's where it is.
Yes!
That's where it is. That's where happiness is. It's hiding behind relief. Stress and anxiety get you through your day. And then every so often when something's lifted, you're like, oh, there you are, you bastard. It's like, relief is like when you lift a rock.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of little happy bugs running around.
I have to say my nephew was born yesterday, and I don't know how it happened, but I ended up on my kitchen floor crying. I was so
on the floor.
I was on the floor crying, like
on
just
the floor.
Out of just sheer joy. I just sat there and cried because I was so happy that something good had happened. I was happier, like I was happier that day. I had more of an emotional release than I did when my kids were born. I was just like, I was so happy that something nice had happened in our world and that suddenly brought this little bit of sunshine. So yeah, I don't know.
It's gas, isn't it?
How are you doing ultimately
with
this new? Fuck everybody, I'm not getting involved. You're
still shit. Like, still, we're in a shitty situation. There's no doubt about it. I'm just learning to handle it a little bit better.
I can't watch the British. Like, I'm delighted for them, but I can't
honestly,
watch them with their hair and their eyebrows and their drink.
Yeah, I know, honestly, yeah. Like, it's not that. Like, honestly, like, how am I genuinely, honestly,
yeah.
I'm just fucking lonely, man. I just want to get back doing things with
what
other
would you
lands
like to do?
Even.
Which is
I just
really
want to get to a fucking football match. I just want to get to a fucking have pints somewhere. I want to sit down next to lads again. I want to not have a conversation that has any meaning. I want to sit there and say, yeah, what kind of, you know, I want to talk shit.
Scratch
want
yourself shit. And have a beer. And
I want to talk shit. I'm fucking lonely, man. I'm fucking done sitting in rooms on my own looking at fucking screens. Like, that's how I'm feeling. I'm paying me whole. See, this is what happens when you ask someone to decide to be honest, what you get.
No, I like that
though. So I'm fucking, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm screaming out for a bit of fucking normal interaction, you know? But that, other than that, like, I mean, that's a grand manageable problem. You know, everybody's shit.
But I think it helps exactly as you say.
I'm fucking bored and I'm fucking lonely and I'm fucking worried about me ma.
Yeah.
Outside of that, things are all right. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Other than that, things are all right.
It helps though.
Yeah.
It helps when you know that everybody's in the, we're all, look, as I said before, we're all in different canoes, but we're all in a shit show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't help until you, like, knowing that doesn't really mean anything until you hear people saying
That's what I'm saying, until you hear other people. Because I think, again, I was like, I know social, but I think social media is a very fucking weird place at the moment because, like, I see people, I'm like, how the fuck are they functioning to do that? Or how are they, because somebody sent a message about 2 or 3 weeks ago and they were like, I just had a baby and I follow you and I like what you put up and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, how are you keeping it all together? How are all the bodies?
And yeah, I'm not keeping it together.
I'm
showing you the good bits.
I purposely put up a picture going, this is the shit show that is my kitchen at the moment. I was like, and the big shop hasn't come and because I worked. I did some work that morning, so nothing got done. So nothing was happening. Like, so Joey had minded the kids, but nothing got done, right? So the gaff is upside down and inside out and wrong way around. And I'm like, I'm literally skimming across the water. Like, I'm just trying to hope that one of the pebbles doesn't drop and drown. That's how I feel it is. It's like, I'm just going, just hoping to keep up that momentum. Because I'm like, if I fucking stop.
Yeah.
We're fucked. Everyone will drown because I'm the weight.
But you probably need to let it drop then.
No, because I think if I let it drop, we're fucked.
No, you're not though.
No, because I honestly swear to God, if I stop, I would be afraid of a hole I would fall into.
You
and
won't.
That's why I said to that, I was like, nobody is, don't look at my Instagram and think that I'm fucking living that everything, because it's like, it is just keeping
you won't, don't.
Every ball in the air. Yeah.
You won't. I remember having this, I'll never forget having this one conversation with a friend of mine many, 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 many years ago, but I remember saying, if I fucking stop moving, I'm going to lose my mind.
That's what I feel
and
like.
And he goes, go ahead there now and do it. I'm here, loser.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't. You just can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unfortunately, you're stuck being all right.
What is that,
You're
though?
Stuck in your survival mode. Like, you think if you stop, if you let the ball drop, you'll be grand. That's what's fucking terrifying and true. Yeah. If you let the ball drop, you'll be grand. You'll actually be grand. In fact, the best thing you can do is let the fucking thing drop.
Yeah, maybe.
Let someone else blow up another fucking ball. Let it drop to fuck.
Yeah.
Stop moving. You know? We're too much fucking focus. You know what I mean? I'm not having a fun. I'm like, oh, young people. But like, we put so much focus on achievement, and you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to be moving and you should be achieving and you should be happy and you have a right to be happy and you know, it's all bollocks.
See, I don't know whether it's
let the ball drop.
It's an achievement thing. I think I'm just afraid of everything.
It's pressure.
Like,
let it drop.
Yeah.
Let the fucking, put it down. And walk away.
I'm not playing anymore.
Seriously, do and feel shit about it for an hour and feel great about it for a month. Let a fucking drop.
It's a good analogy, Peter.
Let a fucking drop. It's
Shall
a waste.
We just sit here and drink whiskey?
Oh, I'd love that. The fucking car would be clamped.
Nothing else. The car.
The fucking car would be clamped.
The car would be clamped.
And then I'd have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, pick up all the balls immediately!
No, and then I'd spend the next 4 days going, everyone in the world is a bastard! Fucking shower of fucking unhuman pricks! It's a pandemic! They shouldn't be clapping me in a pandemic! I'm trying not to have a nervous breakdown, for fuck's sake! Yeah, that's what'll happen.
Can I just say before we go, PJF Solicitor sent a message, which is Patrick J. Farrell Solicitors. If you ever convince PJ to get a house, like I'm trying to convince him, we'd love to collaborate. We're a law firm running an Insta series for first time buyers. We listen to the podcast every morning and it cracks us up. I'm like, it's not that I'm trying to convince him to get a gaff, it's... It's not me. It's a financial institution. It's a financial institution. By the way, when I see the word solicitors, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies of buying a gaff, because I swear to God, mother of all divine, the solicitor that the people we were buying our house off, I swear to God, I nearly fucking went up and slapped her in the face. And I've heard two people since who've used the same solicitor that they've been buying off.
Yeah.
She was the other people's solicitor, and they've said the name and I've gone, my blood runs cold. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
She sent documents before and didn't photocopy front and back.
And what you're upset about.
It's a lot more than that.
Oh my God, I was so not expecting that to be. I was so expecting like real life. I was ripped off.
I'm juggling the fucking balls, PJ.
They misrepresented me in the court. And then what you get is she fucking used two pages instead of the one.
No, she didn't do the far side.
That's the maddest thing I think
she
you've ever said.
The far side.
You need to put this fucking down.
I told you too many tabs open. Right.
That's fucking unbelievable. Imagine, anyway. imagine coming in and fucking saying that in the podcast. She put it on the wrong side. That's how she just carry that. That's a fucking, there's a great example of mental fucking weight now.
Way more to it than that. Can I just point out? I didn't explain that properly.
Okay, you started there then. Sorry.
My brows haven't been done in months. The English are just walking around with their hair cut.
Isn't the fucking gas?
They're walking around with their hairs.
The English are having haircuts and points. They're all doing knees up Mother Brown in the middle of London town.
Did you see the shift last night from the UK?
Knees up Mother Brown. They have doing the whole
knees
up
coats on them
Brown.
And all sorts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Anyway. You'd have to envy them, in fairness.
I'm as jealous as fuck of them.
Yeah.
I don't even drink anymore, but I just like to be out and someone hand me a dinner.
Yeah. I know. I love a dinner on my own even.
I love a dinner by myself.
I love a fucking dinner. I love a proper dinner. I tip the driver 100 quid. You know,
see,
what am I talking
Billy
about?
Billy Big Ball, sorry. Has says he's no money. He's tipping the driver 100 quid.
I'm not saying I would have it.
Go. Somebody sent me an Instagram message to say that you had a very sexy voice.
Very sexy voice, Alan. Yeah, he does, doesn't he? You do.
Fucking Tony Cantwell.
Voice.
Get on him. He's on every fucking voice ever grown. Every ad I hear, fucking Tony Cantwell on.
Yeah, I tell you, that's if Alan was the one saying wear a mask, the whole country would be out of the pandemic years ago.
Wear a mask.
You see?
No, commit to it, Alan. Hear that voice.
Yeah, you see,
happy,
that's the thing. I can't act or deliver lines or anything.
Do you know I was on Today FM on Friday and we were talking about jobs that people do, and I suggest people go, I'm like, I do the voice for Today FM, and people are like, you don't sound like her. And I'm like, well, I don't go around doing that voice. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I don't say. And they're like, what? And I was like, well, I don't go, Today FM, Mairead Farrell. With Aldi.
You should do a full Dublin podcast in the Today FM voice.
Yeah. No, like, imagine how weird it would be. And then, like, talking to that person.
The amount of people who were like texting the right guy. I'm like, because you don't go around doing that. But Alan, commit to it and be like, wear a mask.
wear a mask.
No, no, I buy it.
I can't do it. That's what I mean. I'm bad at delivery.
He's just not committing. I'm bad at delivery. Lucky wife, Alan.
Yeah. Alan will never have a tattoo. You'll never make that level of commitment, you know?
Fairness. Anyway, I can't find the person's name who it was, but
well,
they,
thank you very much
they
to
texted
who
him to say
ever
they
said
had
it.
you had a
sexiest.
Ooh, you've a sexy voice. And a girl called Sarah sent us a message because she wants us to do a video to say good luck to her pals who are getting married.
They're getting married?
Yeah. I'll
Congratulations.
I'll find their names and we can do it. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe. You can go on to what, Alan?
Headstuffpodcast.com.
And swipe up and you can pay £5 a month for bonus material as well. It's as easy as that.
Good stuff. Oh my God, I'm exhausted after. I'm bursting for a slash now.
Right, go on then.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.